Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Visionary Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol VIZ. I am chatting with the CEO and director, Wesley Adams, and we are following up on a news release that came out on September 16th. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, Visionary Gold is targeting high-grade gold in Wyoming at the Wolf Gold Project. Now, the first core samples were shipped from this initial 3,500-meter drill program at the Wolf Gold Project and added a second drill rig to this drill program. That, again, was all released in September. Now, Wes, I want you just initially here to remind everybody where this initial drill rig was focused for this 3,500-meter program. Please start us off there.
Yeah, well, we focused our initial drilling along the Wolf Shear Zone, which is a big shear zone within the Lewiston District, which is a historic mining district in Wyoming. And the Wolf, we thought, was one of the bigger structures in this district and had the most potential for commercial scale gold mineralization. So that's where we focused the drill rig, is along the Wolf Shear. We certainly are encouraged by what we see in the initial drilling, enough to where we thought we would add a second rig to increase our drilling rates. And so, it's going to be really exciting to get these results. Obviously, we don't know what they are yet, but we like what we see, and we're certainly excited to be the first ones to ever drill anywhere in the Lewiston District. So it's an exciting time to be a part of the company, an exciting time to be a shareholder, and we look forward to getting the results back here in the next couple of months.
So Wes, real quick, how deep were some of these holes drilled, and the overall strategy, especially because this is just an initial drill program, what is the attack strategy for this Wolf Shear Zone?
Well, the deepest hole is planned for about 875 feet. So close to 275 meters. So, we're going to get a good look at what's into the sulfides, what type of gold mineralization we see into the sulfides. We certainly think that this is a, shear zone hosted deposit, similar to what you see in the Abitibi, where you get, good strong correlations with arsenic and antimony and other pathfinder elements. And so we expect to get into the sulfides here in these first couple of drill holes, and then really test this at, down deep and along the strike of the shear, which we've seen anomalous gold values for about 2.5 kilometers along the shear structure. And in spots, it's believed to be about 50 meters wide. We're actually going to drill, the first hole is about 175 meters. So we'll really get to test the width extension of these shears. And, if it's mineralized the whole way, it could be a big opportunity. And that's what we need to find out. This is the first drill holes to ever be drilled here. So it's going to be interesting. And we're very excited about the potential.
So as the news release states, you also added a second drill rig. So you must be liking what you're seeing in the core, although it is still early on in this drill program. Where's this second rig going to be focused?
It's going to be focused on the same shear structure. We just, we are somewhat limited in terms of how long we get to drill in Wyoming due to the weather. And so for this first season, we thought it would be important to get a second rig in to increase our drilling rates and really make sure we get enough core, drilled into this deposit to where we really understand what it is and more importantly, what the district could be.
So this is a large land package, about 50 square kilometers, and it's not just the Wolf Shear Zone, from what I understand, that you're targeting, or at least starting to get an understanding of. What are some of the other property-wide exploration tactics that you guys are using?
Well, we like to use good old-fashioned boots on the ground, but we also like to use our modern technology, right? So we use geophysics when it's warranted, but the best way to find gold deposits, we still believe, especially in this terrain where we have lots of outcrop, is to do rock chip sampling, structural mapping and geochemical soil sampling. And, you know, when you do that, you can really understand, you know, wherever you see the high grades, what other minerals are those associated with? You know, can you understand that these could be, you know, deep seated, you know, intrusion related deposits that occur along, you know, major shear structures? That's kind of the science behind it that we need to figure out is what the mineralogy tells us about what could be there regionally. And so the purpose of doing that is to really try to duplicate the results we got last year over the Wolf shear structure and see if we can find lookalike features in the district. And so if we're able to highlight that, then we'll have multiple targets to drill next year. And that's really what's exciting about this is, you know, within a, you know, 10, 15 kilometer radius, we could have, you know, a half dozen targets that that could be, you know, tested in subsequent programs. So I think, you know, drilling into the Wolf will really tell us what the potential is here. And I think even, you know, if we get some good solid results at the Wolf, it's really going to open up the opportunity for us to duplicate, you know, our techniques in other areas and have some success. So that's really how we approach it. It's systematic. It's, you know, district wide, and we want to figure out what's going on, not just at the Wolf, you know, on one shear structure, but, you know, regionally in the entire Minor Stellite Craton.
Yeah, fair enough. The greenfields nature of this project, really, with you guys being the first on the ground to drill some holes, I guess the sky's the limit in a sense there. Now, when it comes to isolating some of these new targets through the surface work that you're doing this year, what's the permitting structure like in Wyoming to get any new targets permitted for next year's drilling?
Yeah, so on our patented claims, you know, which are privately held, you know, we deal with the state of Wyoming on drilling activities there. As a rule, you know, we like to get cultural and environmental surveys for any areas that we may want to drill. So we're conducting a lot of that work this year so that we're ready to, you know, to permit multiple targets next year. And so that's a really important aspect here is, you know, we want to respect the environment. We want to understand, you know, what's going on. And we also want to understand the history of the area. So, you know, doing the cultural and environmental work on the front end really puts you in a better position, you know, for when, you know, hopefully down the road we'll have a development opportunity and understanding all the sensitivities is important. But it is pretty straightforward. It's all of our claims are on BLM, which is where most of the gold mines exist in the U.S., and also on private land like we have at the Wolf. And so, you know, that's an important component. I mean, I think, you know, the key aspects here are, you know, Wyoming's always been an agricultural and a mining state. So, you know, working with the surrounding ranchers to really, you know, understand what their needs are, as well as you know, other stakeholders up there is really a key part of what we do. And I think it's going to be a key part of the success of the project going forward as we continue to, you know, unlock value here in Wyoming.
All right. Just quickly update us then, please, on the cash situation of the company when it comes to, is it fully funded for this 3,500 meter drill program even after adding the second rig?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. We're not going to change too much to the budget. I think in, you know, we've spent a little bit more on the soil sampling than we anticipated because, you know, we're seeing more features that are worth testing. But we've got a couple $1 million in the bank and, you know, I think we have about $1 million allocated to the drill program. So we've got enough to carry us through. I think, you know, if we have some success with this program as well, we've got some warrants that will probably kick in as well. So no plans to go back to market anytime soon. We are going to wait and get our results and are confident that that will allow for a potential revaluation if we have some success here.
Okay. Appreciate the update here, Wes. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Visionary Gold. If anyone has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered for you, and we will definitely follow up on the back of some more news out of this drill program, especially on the back of some drill results. Wes, thank you for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey.